That's right, A-Town. It is the Second Date Update, and it's brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who is this on the line this morning?
This is Keith.
What's good up, morning, Keith?
We good, brother. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a little dilemma, man. My old lady, she recently, like March, I think, middle of March, she finished, she wanted to get into the massage therapy, which I supported to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Got all her equipment, helped her out. She did good in school, and now she's starting out. She has a mobile business that she's doing, which I wasn't really cool with because I'd rather for people to come to her, but now she's going out and about. And the word is from my homeboys, a couple of them told me, man, I didn't know your girl do massages, which I really never told them. We don't speak our personal business. I ain't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me, man, we heard, your girl giving happy endings.
Keith.
Oh, hell.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And I've had several people tell me that my girl's giving happy endings and everything. And I know some look real peculiar because she's coming home with like a lot of money. The other day, I'm washing my car, being a man. I said, I'm going to clean out the van for her and everything that she works out of. And I've moved something. I find like $8,000.
God, Dutch.
Hey, man.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying. I'm like, how the hell she making all this type of money in 6 months?
She doing more than happy endings.
So she just keeps her money in the van? You never did. Okay, so first and foremost, what have you asked her about? Did you ask her about the money? Did you ask her about the happy endings?
First, I asked her, did somebody drive the van? She said, no. I said, well, why you have all this money hid out in the van? And she told me, oh, I hadn't had a chance to deposit it. And I say, you made this weekend? And she said, yeah, I do good like that. I said, wait a minute. You haven't been doing this that long. You only got maybe 10 customers. How the hell are you making this type of money? So she going back and forth. That's the kind of money you make doing this. That's why I wanted to do it. So wow. I wanted one of you all, Jock or Shorty, whoever, call her like you're a customer and
see me.
What's up. I want to know what's up, what's the deal. How she negotiate. I want to hear.
Wow.
But what if she don't like negotiate over the phone?
Well, that's for her to, we'll figure that part out. I have a question though. Everything pans out to be what you think it is, are you prepared to end the relationship?
Wow.
Most definitely, man, because first thing foremost in any relationship is honesty.
Okay. Now let me ask you a serious question. Now if she agree to do what you claim she's doing, you ain't gonna be mad if we tell her to come up here.
What, Shawty, are you serious? How dare you? Okay. Man, Keith,
bro,
no disrespect, bro.
For real, bro. He's just messing with you. All right, bro, you tripping, Shawty. All right, bro, we're going to get your girl on the phone, man. We'll do our best to try to figure it out. Hopefully she answers the phone. And me or Shawty, I guess Shawty going to do it, man.
No, man, you got to do it. Don't let Shawty do it. He's obviously already being a jerk. Pull him off this one, JOC.
You want me to do it?
Please.
All right. Wow. All right, bro, you just don't say nothing. Be quiet. Don't come in till we bring you in, okay?
Cool.
Oh, what's her name?
Lynn.
Okay. Mm. All right. So,
hold on,
bro.
Ooh-wee. Okay, so you telling me friends is coming up to him saying this stuff? And he already approached her about it?
I mean, he already sound like he knows his answers.
Exactly.
When you send a woman out in Atlanta with a van and a massage table.
Hi. That did sound like a lot of money, though. $8,000 in 1 week.
That ain't regular massage.
But she might have different customers too. You just never know.
Okay, she could be working day in, day out, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
First of all, regular people do not get massages. People like me and Jock get massages, mobile massages.
So good. Lynn speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Lynn. I was referred to you by a friend, and initially they gave me the number to call you for the mobile massage or whatnot. And I would like to get a massage, if possible.
Okay. What's your needs?
My name is Eric.
No, what's your needs?
Well, okay, listen. I just need someone with good hands. And I just, when I leave, I just want to be completely happy. I don't really know them all. Just as long as I leave, satisfied and happy off the radar.
Okay, well, all my clients leave happy.
Okay, cool. So I guess what's the next step? Do you have a day for me, or do I need to tell you my availability?
Well, whenever day you come, you just make sure you bring extra cash if you're trying to leave happy.
What the hell you mean bring extra cash, Lynn?
Who's this?
This Keith. Who the hell you think it is? See, I got young Jock in him to call to see what the hell was going on. You lying to me the whole time. The hell you mean extra damn cash? Extra cash for what, Lynn? What you doing for extra?
Extra massage.
Well, Lynn, this is the problem. Keith called us up and he said that he funded you, went through school for to be a massage therapist. And he said, word on the streets, you getting out happy endings. And he asked us to set you up. And that's pretty much what you was alluding to.
So, Lynn, when we say happy, we do mean sexual pleasure. Are you giving your customer sexual pleasure at the end of the massage?
No.
No
like,
type.
I heard that Keith would even accuse me of something like that.
Keith, where did you hear this from?
Several people in the streets telling me this. I'm hearing it from everybody, so that's why I called y'all to see what was up and come to find out it is true, because what the hell John's going to tell you to bring extra cash if you want to leave happy? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, I want to know. What does it mean, Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn.
It just means bring extra cash. I'm going to give you an extra long massage.
I don't know, Lynn.
Have you touched any of these people's private parts while you've been doing massages, Lynn? Period.
Oh. Did she just hang up?
Man, she... Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she hung up, bro.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, okay, man. Keith, obviously, I asked you if you were prepared to break it off. It definitely seems like she has a lot to hide.
Well, I appreciate y'all helping me out, and I'm going to have a happy ending today because I'm through with her ass.
Aw,
I'm glad you're happy because I would be totally distraught at this point.
I think he is, Shawty. I think he's just trying to act like, Shawty, come on.
All right, Keith. Hey, brother. Hey, we're sorry you had to go through this morning, but it's what you wanted to know. You wanted the truth. I can't say you got the truth. It just sounds like
she's horny.
She's still a little eluding. She's still elusive to me, so it is what it is. A-Town. We're not gonna be able to hook y'all up with the $50 gift card from 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm. I'm pretty sure you don't care about that right now. You gotta walk away from your lady. And that's pretty hard and tough at this moment. But A-Town, y'all can call us up and we can definitely talk about it. 443-520-945. Second date update right here on Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 94.5.